This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.talk's Daily Insight for October the 31st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 3b. It says there, "Call to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own." End of quote. Is something bothering you for a while now? You do not know how it all happened and what you would do. You don't have an answer. You don't know what to say and do not have a solution. The more you think about it, there is no way you can figure things out. You see, I encountered times like this. I'm sure you might as well. In such times, what would you do? Go and throw a pity party? Sit down discouraged and depressed with a gloomy face? Go and tell other people how bad your situation is? You see, when you cannot figure out things, probably you would never figure it out by your own efforts. On such occasions, instead of pulling your hairs, breaking your brain and draining energy, God has a simple solution. He says, "Call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own." End of quote. Interestingly amazing, right? Jeremiah was in prison because they hated him when he preached about the coming judgment of God on their sins. You see, God called him even before his birth to preach his word. God said to him, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." End of quote. Jeremiah 1:5. Now he's in a dungeon for his obedience and service to the Lord. How are you going to figure out what went and where went? Those things, how do you figure those out? God said to him, "Call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own." Jeremiah, instead of you throwing a pity party and forming a search group to figure out, call to me. God promises he would answer. Not only God would answer, but also God would tell him even marvelous and wondrous things that he could never figure out on his own. God asks you to call on him. Beloved, he promises he will answer you. Then he will show and even tell you marvelous and wondrous things you could never figure out by yourself. There are certain things in life that you and I cannot figure out. Don't you agree? You try to get an answer and possibly a solution. However, no answer or solution happens. When you encounter things you could not change, it is called an impossible task. It is not up to you to do the impossibles. You see, God specializes in such matters. God asked this question to Jeremiah in the previous chapter, in 32:27. He said, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything impossible or too difficult for me?" End of quote. It is an open-ended question demanding an answer from Jeremiah and each one of us. The answer is no. There is nothing impossible to God. Beloved, when you face an impossible matter, involve God in it. Call him. He says he will answer you. Then it says the Lord would reveal marvelous and wondrous things because you are not able to figure out such things out. However, he has marvelous and wondrous things hidden in things you cannot figure out by yourself. Only God can reveal and show it to you. You need him. I remember I faced a few impossibilities in my life. When I called upon God, did he answer me? In a few instances, he answered me quickly. However, in other instances, I did not get an answer immediately. However, as the days, months, and in some cases, years gone by, you see what God did? God impressed some valuable eternal truth and lessons of his mysterious ways in my life. Now I can look back and know God answered it, not the way I wanted, but he impressed in my heart what is important and takes priority over others. I could not figure it out. I would never figure it out. However, he helped me to figure it out. I do not complain now about those things. He impressed in my heart His ways in the process. Sometimes His ways are different from our ways. In Isaiah 55, 8 to 9, God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." This is why sometimes you won't be able to figure it out by your efforts. However, God would reveal the marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own when you call on Him. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I cannot figure out the things I am in now. You asked me to call you. When I called, you said you would answer and tell me marvelous and wondrous things that I could not figure out myself. So I call on you. Please answer and tell me the marvelous and wondrous things I need to know and learn. I know Jesus Christ came into this world, stood in my place, carried my sins on His shoulders, and died in my place and rose again. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Please come and guide me in your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.